You're listening to the Plain Bible Teaching Podcast. Thanks for joining us today.
Thank you for tuning in to the newest episode of the Plain Bible Teaching Podcast. I'm your host, Andy Soker. This episode is being released on October 3rd, 2024. And this week we're talking about how our culture has changed to the point that no one wants to wait for anything anymore. People in general are more impatient than ever, and this has a negative impact on their health, their finances, their relationships, but also on their spiritual well-being. In this episode, we're going to talk about how dangerous the desire for instant gratification can be, as well as how waiting can benefit us. For links to the article we're talking about and some related materials, check out the show notes for this episode at plainbibleteaching.com/podcast/100324. Now for our discussion this week. A friend of mine recently sent me this article I thought was interesting, and I wanted to talk about it here today. It is The Lost Art of Waiting, published in the Free Times, written by Christine Rosen. Here's an excerpt from the article. The fact is, the experience of waiting forces a negotiation between our present and future selves. Our present self wants immediately to devour that Cinnabon pastry we smell wafting through the airport. Our future self may need us to resist it to maintain a healthy weight. And when people see their time as a valuable, fleeting resource, they become less likely to patiently pursue long-term goals. Hence why, perhaps, researchers have linked the increase in Americans' impatience to the rise of both obesity and debt, as well as the decline in savings and the increase in gambling. We as a society are losing our ability to delay gratification, to patiently plan ahead. We value the new and the now, which is having a disturbing impact on, among other things, the realm of public discourse. In the media, we have come to prefer reaction to deliberation. We respect expertise less because it takes time to develop and mature. In a culture used to immediate, brief responses, considered responses are often drowned out by a chorus of louder, less informed voices. Patience is a virtue. Good things come to those who wait. These phrases are cliche, but the evidence suggests they're true. We benefit from appreciating that the most important things in life take time, from accepting that waiting is inescapable, no matter how much technology views it as a problem to be solved. Now, we've all seen the aversion to waiting in our own lives and also when we look at those who are around us. And modern technology makes all of this possible, and our economy caters to it. And our culture teaches us to demand everything now. So as we consider what the author called the lost art of waiting, I want us to look at this from a spiritual standpoint. So there are a few things I want us to consider today. First, the desire for instant gratification is dangerous. And this is not just because it could cause us to become overweight or be burdened with excessive debt or something like that. It is dangerous to us spiritually. Satan uses this desire for instant gratification against us, where he tries to tempt us with some inferior reward now and forfeit a far better reward in eternity. He did this when he tempted Jesus in the wilderness. Again, the devil took him to a very high mountain and showed him all the kingdoms of the world and their glory. And he said to him, "All these things I will give you if you fall down and worship me." Then Jesus said to him, "Go, Satan, for it is written, you shall worship the Lord your God and serve him only." Jesus would later receive a kingdom, as it was described in the prophecy in Daniel 2, a kingdom that would never be destroyed, but instead would endure forever. But he would receive that after he endured the cross. Now, assuming the devil could deliver his promise, he would give Jesus all of the earthly kingdoms before and without the crucifixion and death on the cross. Yet those kingdoms would not endure forever. The devil's promise, even if he could deliver it, his promise was inferior. Thankfully, Jesus rejected that temptation, but how many people would have accepted that offer? This was also used against Moses in Egypt. The Hebrew writer said, "By faith Moses, when he had grown up, refused to be called the son of Pharaoh's daughter, choosing rather to endure ill treatment with the people of God than to enjoy the passing pleasures of sin, considering the reproach of Christ greater riches than the treasures of Egypt, for he was looking to the reward." Moses had two options. And both of them would bring a reward. One option would be to reject his brethren and remain loyal to Pharaoh, and he would receive the treasures of Egypt. The other reward was greater. But that reward required him having to endure ill treatment with the people of God, which included wandering in the wilderness, but Moses took that choice. He knew what was more valuable. He knew what was better. We need to have the same type of faith that Moses had. Do not trade your future reward from the Lord for a poor substitute that might be offered now. But waiting is not just to avoid the dangers of sin. There are also positive benefits to it. So a couple of questions to consider is, number one, what does waiting teach us? Well, waiting teaches us patience. And that was the main point of the article that we started with. We give up what we might want now in order to get something better later. And the Christian life is a life of patience. It's one of the fruits of the Spirit that's mentioned in Galatians chapter 5, verses 22 and 23. We need patience because the reward that the Lord has promised us is beyond this life. Peter wrote about this when he said, "Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who according to his great mercy has caused us to be born again to a living hope through the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead, to obtain an inheritance which is imperishable and undefiled and will not fade away, reserved in heaven for you." We need patience in order to receive this reward. The Hebrew writer said, "We desire that each one of you show the same diligence so as to realize the full assurance of hope until the end, so that you will not be sluggish, but imitators of those who through faith and patience inherit the promises." We are waiting for Christ to return to bring us home to heaven. We need patience as we wait for him to return. Remember what Paul wrote to the brethren in Philippi, "For our citizenship is in heaven, from which we also eagerly wait for a Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ." But waiting can also teach us humility, where we learn that the world does not revolve around us. Often we are impatient when we have to wait because we think that our time is too valuable. And on one hand, our time is valuable. But on the other hand, we are not more valuable than others. Paul wrote, "With all humility and gentleness, with patience, showing tolerance for one another in love." We are to be patient in our dealings with one another. And this is similar to what he wrote in his letter to Philippi in Philippians chapter 2, where he said, "Do nothing from selfishness or empty conceit, but with humility of mind, regard one another as more important than yourselves. Do not merely look out for your own personal interests, but also for the interests of others." If we think about how God is patient with us, which is the reason why the earth is still standing, this should motivate us to be patient with others. But waiting can also teach us intentionality. We learn to make sure that what we are waiting for is really worth waiting for. This is part of what it means to make the most of our time, as we're told to do in Ephesians 5 and verse 16. Yet if we never stop to think why we're doing what we're doing or why we have some plan or some goal or what we're waiting for, if we never stop to think why that is, we might be holding on to things that really should be given up. Being busy just for the sake of being busy is not what we need to be. The wise man said, "There is a certain man without a dependent, having neither a son nor a brother, yet there was no end to all his labor. Indeed, his eyes were not satisfied with riches, and he never asked, 'And for whom am I laboring and depriving myself of pleasure? This too is vanity and a grievous task.'" Working hard is good as long as we remember why we are working. And the same principle applies here. Waiting is good when we stop to think, why are we waiting? What are we anticipating? Is this something that is worth our focus and worth our attention? Because in reality, it could be, as the wise man talked about in Ecclesiastes, nothing more than vanity and striving after the wind. Another question to ask is this: what can we do while we wait? If we're waiting for a doctor's appointment, if we're waiting for some event to start, if or something like that, if we are having to wait for something, what can we do while we wait? Well, there's a few things we could do. Number one, we could read. We could read the Bible. We could read books that are about the Bible, books that help us in our personal or professional development, books that help us understand history, and the list can go on and on. We can also pray. We're told to pray without ceasing in 1 Thessalonians 5 and verse 17. And that does not mean that we offer one unending prayer that goes on all the time. That's not even possible to do. Instead, what he means there is that you are always ready to go to God in prayer. You're consistent and you make that a habit. When we are waiting, that's a time when we could go to God in prayer. We can also meditate. Sometimes we just need time to think. The psalmist said, "Oh, how I love your law. It is my meditation all the day." So we can meditate. We can think not just about the Bible itself directly, but also how we can live out the teachings of Scripture and the responsibilities that God has given us. And related to that, we can spend our time planning. The wise man said, "The mind of man plans his way, but the Lord directs his steps." We need to have a plan for the things that we do in life, not just go about things randomly or haphazardly without any regard to what we should be doing next. So we can be using time when we are waiting for doing things like that, and we can probably add to that list, but those are just some ideas that if we are waiting, we don't need to immediately pull out our phone. It's easy to do, but there are other things that we can do that would benefit us both now and in eternity. So our modern culture teaches us that we shouldn't have to wait for anything. Everything should be available immediately, right now. Yet the Lord's disciples are to be patient. And if we are patient, that will help us live in a way that is pleasing to Him while we are here on this earth. And it will also enable us to receive the reward that He promised for those who are faithful. That's all for this week. Thank you for listening to the Plain Bible Teaching Podcast. Hope you found this episode to be helpful. For links to the article we talked about and some other related materials, visit the show notes for this episode at plainbibleteaching.com/podcast/100324. If you have a moment to rate and review the podcast or share it with others who'd be interested, that is always appreciated. And if you're listening to this, remember that we also upload video versions of the podcast to the Plain Bible Teaching YouTube channel. So if you prefer to watch this on video, that option is there for you. And if you are watching this on YouTube, please like this video and subscribe to the channel so you can see the other videos we post here from time to time. And if you see a news story or article or have some topic that you think would make for a good discussion here, send that to me at andy@plainbibleteaching.com. Thanks again for listening, and I hope to talk to you again next week.
Thank you for listening to the Plain Bible Teaching Podcast. If you enjoyed this episode, please share it with others. Also, be sure to sign up for the Plain Bible Teaching Weekly Newsletter. This free newsletter will be delivered to your inbox each Friday with articles, podcasts, videos, sermon outlines, and more. Visit plainbibleteaching.com to subscribe today.